Next is implementation of sports. Just a basic breakdown of where we are. On July the 8th through the 12th, we began meeting with our sport, with our athletes, our coaches. Each of our individual student athletes were required to have a COVID-19 parent guardian form and an updated physical. Special thanks to Dr. Bill and Dr. Rob and Western Kentucky Orthopedics and Jenny Stewart because, and some other volunteers that were able to provide some free physicals for our young men and women. On the 15th, fall sports could start some basic workouts. And anybody that says we're having practice, we're not having practice. It looks nothing like any sport activity you've ever seen up to this point. Phase two began on the 29th. We phased in all of our sports, and they all begin to have some type of activity. I think you have what those guidelines look like, how detailed they are. And I'll go back to the screen where we talked about the importance of communication starting from here and going all the way down. It is it's a meticulous process. Not going to tell you it's been perfect. I'm not going to tell you there's been some mistakes made. But I can tell you for the most part that our coaches are doing a really great job of trying to make sure that they keep our athletes safe. Currently, we're in phase three. Golf can actually begin their competition on the 31st, which that's the first sport that's really going to be able to play competitively. We suspended all indoor fall sport workouts. I have a lot of bosses. One of my bosses is at the KHSAA, and they pretty much control athletics around the state. And one of his recommendations was that we back off of fall sport indoor activities to make sure that we gave our fall sports the best chance to start a season. You can read in the paper every day about a high school team, a college team, that have come in contact and their participants have been delayed. If we do get a chance to start sports in August, it's going to be really, really quick. They have plans of getting football going, soccer going quickly. And I just we just didn't feel like that it was fair to those kids after missing so much of the summer and jeopardizing their chance of getting started. The other thing is our custodians are completely swamped. Trying to get their number one focus should be getting our schools prepared for students. We feel like over the next two or three weeks they'll be in a situation where they can begin to follow all of these activities with cleaning. Just a real quick example. Let's say our volleyball team comes in and has a workout. Well, then every flat surface has to be wiped out when they're done. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, not just for our coaches and players, but also our custodians to keep up with that. And, you know, our plan is by August the 3rd that all sports will be back in and be fully involved. You can see there, I put that up there just pretty, that screen there just to pretty much as an emphasis. This is comes directly from the KHSAA website. There's one sport that has a starting date. Of all our fall sports, there's one, and that's golf on July the 31st. On the 28th of this month, the KHSAA will meet, and their plan is to release guidelines to begin competitive sports in the sport in the fall sports. Now, is that a guarantee that that's going to happen? I can't make that guarantee. I can't, but that is their plan. And Mr. Tackett, our commissioner, is adamant about trying to make sure that our fall athletes get an opportunity to compete.